The Thing I Value Most. It had been some time since Jack had seen the old man. College, girls, career, and life itself got in the way. In fact, Jack moved clear across the country in pursuit of his dreams. There, in the rush of his busy life, Jack had little time to think about the past, and often no time to spend with his wife and son. He was working on his future, and nothing could stop him. Over the phone, his mother told him, "Mr. Belzer died last night. The funeral is on Wednesday." Memories flashed through his mind like an old newsreel as he sat quietly remembering his childhood days. "Jack, did you hear me?"
"Oh, sorry, Mom."
"Yes, I heard you. It's been so long since I thought of him."
"I'm sorry, but I honestly thought he died years ago," Jack said.
"Well, he didn't forget you. Every time I saw him, he'd ask how you were doing. He'd reminisce about the many days you spent with him," Mom told him.
"I love that old house he lived in," Jack said.
"You know, Jack, after your father died, Mr. Belzer stepped in to make sure you had a man's influence in your life," she said.
"He's the one who taught me carpentry," he said.
"I wouldn't be in this business if it weren't for him. He spent a lot of time teaching me things that he thought were important."
"Mom, I'll be there for the funeral," Jack said.
As busy as he was, he kept his word. Jack caught the next flight to his hometown. Mr. Belzer's funeral was small and uneventful. He had no children of his own, and most of his relatives had passed away. The night before he had to return home, Jack and his mom stopped by to see the old house next door one more time. Standing in the doorway, Jack paused for a moment. It was like crossing over into another dimension, a leap through space and time. The house was exactly as he remembered. Every step held memories. Every picture, every piece of furniture. Jack stopped suddenly.
"What's wrong, Jack?" his mom asked.
"The box is gone," he said.